Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, yikes. Excuse me. Peace, everybody. Goddamn, you know how long it took just to go live? My computer shut down on me, bro. I mean, down. I don't know who's in here now or even watching at this moment. Just give me a second, god darn it. I was waiting so long, this shit made me tired. Alright. Come on. Peace to everybody. Y'all just give me 1 second if anybody's in here. I'll leave that there for right now. Let me see if anybody in here. Peace to the people that's on there. What's up, Queen? What up? Kente Cloth, Tanya. Yeah, I heard that. Man, come on, man. Did I hear the new Kendrick? The new Kendrick shit is fire. Okay? Shout out to... I'm good, Sasha. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar, man. That album is crazy, yo. That album is crazy. My son's supposed to have been here today. Supposed to have been here, but he has his allergies. So, you know, love you, Amari. I'll see you next weekend. We cry together. It's crazy, son. Fuck you. Yo, shorty, what's her name? Toya? Start with a T. She killed that shit. Shorty killed that. She killed that. She really did kill that song. Matter of fact, as I put in my notes, I like the Purple Hearts with Summer Walker and Ghostface. Ghostface killed that. If you check the video, you're gonna see my comment down there somewhere. Ghostface killed that shit. Summer Walker, yeah, she was talking that sexy shit. You know what I mean? She was talking that you know, that sexy shit. It was dope. It's just me saying, you know, I could dig that. But I was like, come on, son. Yeah, definitely check out that album. I forgot the title of his album. What's the title of his album? I don't even know the title. But get his new album. This shit is hard. Shout out to Kendrick, man. Damn, it's another song there. That shit be slapping. For real. Damn, what's that? I know what he said. Are you happy for me? And he kept repeating it. That beat is fucking crazy. It's good, Mac. It's giving me a baby boy vibes like Silent Hill and Father Time. Yeah, man. That shit is hard. Father Time was dope. You know, that song, Father Time. What's the other song? Aunt Diaries. Aunt something like that. When he was talking about the transgender and stuff like that. You know, that song is dope, too. You know, the whole album is dope. We Cry Together is crazy. That's one of my best songs, favorite songs. I didn't hear the whole thing. I listened to at least 95% of that album. I need the other 5%. I listened to 95%. I'm probably missing like 4 or maybe 5 songs to listen to. But Kendrick Lamar album is fucking flames. It's crazy. It's really crazy. Ladies, go listen to We Cry Together. Listen to We Cry Together by Kendrick and that other girl that start with a T. I think she's an actress or something, but shorty kills it. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Go listen to it now. Come back. That shit is hard. Let me go to this. All right. Let me go all. Is it all the way up? All right. Let me share my screen. We're going to get right into it. The phone lines is open, too, so if y'all want to call in, please do. Let me... What's the number again? All right. There's the number. Let me, sorry. I didn't get a chance to put everything up the way I supposed to, but, it is there. Okay. I just heard an N95. I'm only two zones in. Man, you better watch it. You better listen to that whole shit. Yeah, you knew I was going to like that shit because it remind me of a similar situation. Okay? But not the small, not the little big part. You know what I mean? And let me say that for pause for the pauses. You know what I mean? I ain't little. I ain't gigantic. But I'm all right. Let's keep it moving. All right. But that song is definitely hits home. It hits home, goddammit. It hits home. So y'all go listen to We Cry Together, goddammit, all right? All right. Please share that I'm on, goddammit. Let me see. Oh, yeah. And if y'all would like to show love to the platform, please do. Gladly will appreciate it. All right, now. Let me go back. The thing that kind of trips me out, right, is YSL Young Stoner's Life or Young Slime Life, you know, it is a record label. You know what I'm saying? It is a record label. But before I go to the documents, I should have put all that in my bookmarks, but I just left it like this. Let me just share my screen. All right. I know y'all like, man, you look tired. Yeah, I am, motherfucker. How about that? Now, most of these, you know, these extremist gangs, these dudes like shoots at police. These dudes is connected. These dudes is doing a whole bunch of stuff that can be considered a conspiracy or a part of the RICO Act, and they only make sure that they target you and I. We can't be the only ones. There's people that's on higher levels, such as these gangs right here, because they are connected. They're connected to the police fraternity, you know, the judicial system and things of that nature. You know, they want to target Young Thug in them, but they don't want to target these real threats. If anything, they are hurting themselves. These dudes right here, they were actually allegedly go at it with law enforcement. You know, it's more dangerous, more of a domestic threat. But I digress. And as it says here, YSL is not a gang and never been a gang, fool. YSL is a registered LLC. It has provided countless jobs and opportunities for underprivileged black people and really just all people, because that's how Big Thug Heart is. Now, they keep making these things about we're gonna, like it's gonna snitch. It's funny, though. You black people, the internet is crazy.
Aaliyah, Rose, Brian, Darren, and Ulysses. Donna, Lynn, Pat, Lori, Shelly, Aaliyah, Rose, Brian, Darren, and Ulysses, Donna, Lynn.
All right. So this is what they're saying about Young Thug looking at Gunna walking out the interrogation room with a Chick-fil-A bag and a large soda. That's funny. I don't know. That's funny. I'm pretty sure some of y'all get the joke. I'm trying to find the video. It's down here somewhere. I hope Post Malone is saying, I love you guys more than life itself, Thug, Gun. My love and my support will be here forever. So, you know, he going to throw a bag up there and try to pull some strings. We can go back to this in a few moments. There's I was trying to find it because I seen it like 2 days ago where there's the paper and basically those alleged people that could be connected into this indictment. Charge and paper for life or some shit, paper forever, something like that. He's a part of that. So that record label is on that indictment, allegedly. And Jack Harlow, whatever the hell his name is. Where's that other? What did this say?
Successful we get, no matter how much money we get, no matter how far removed we are, we find ourselves black men in the grave or in prison. Now his son just lost his mother to gun violence, March 17th, and now losing his father. And son getting hit with the RICO law. They've been watching him for 7 years.
Wait a minute.
I talk like this, you street dudes, you ignorant street dudes that don't want to change, you guys are still living in your second childhood.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I forgot that his young first baby mom got killed at the bowling alley, right? Playing bowling, right? I'm not tripping, right? It was young thug baby moms who just got killed like 3 weeks ago, probably a month ago, at the fucking bowling alley because of some bowling balls. She got murdered. Ain't that crazy? Right? Yeah, so that's crazy. But let's listen to what the dude had to say. I never heard this one before. I've seen it, but I never clicked on it. All right. That's fucking crazy, son.
Always got an excuse of why people in the streets. We lose. We are losing in everything but death or in prison.
Right.
This is why I go hard. The streets is not worthy. You will lose. You're going to lose, black men.
That's real spill. And Tyreek and she exposed this lady. I forgot this DA name. Let me see what her name is. Her name on here? But what she said was critical that we all knew. Right? If there's an echo, I apologize. I don't know if there's an echo. Y'all can press one if there's an echo while I'm talking and playing this audio here. If it is, I apologize.
Social media is a wonderful tool for prosecutors in every indictment we bring nowadays. Social media is a wonderful tool for prosecutors in every indictment we bring nowadays.
And yeah, Fannie Willis. Yes, she's definitely. Yeah, we're gonna get to that about the YSL Lucci crew. We're gonna get to the documents. So I already got that written down a little bit. So we're gonna test that in a few moments. Just bear with me. But at the end of the day, these entertainers, these rappers, so forth and so on, they know for sure that the Alphabet dudes is watching you. They're watching everything that you do. They don't have to really go out and investigate like that. It's a small percentage now. And I think they're happy because, you know, normally they have to go out. But now they can do is just go out and get something to eat and sit at their desk and just scroll and monitor your every move on the internet because people leave their whole life out there for people to know, to hear, and to digest, and to judge, and to use as evidence, evidently. So a lot of these times, knowingly, they know what they're doing. And there's a quote that I think Shauna Brooks said when she was talking about that nigga. Oh my God! I'm looking at him right now. I just seen a meme that they say he looked like the dude from Double Dragon, one of the fighters from Double Dragon. Oh my God! Why am I forgetting his name already? Anyway, him. So, but anyway, she said that she'll leave her stuff on the internet. She feel more safe on the internet. Basically, she give out that information on the internet because she feels safe, because if anything happens to her, basically the boys will know who's done it. So a lot of these dudes know exactly what they're doing. Just like WAC 100. And WAC 100, he's going to go down. Like, eventually somebody's going to really kill that dude. All right? And that's a fact. Please, everybody, make sure you hit that like button too. I appreciate it. Appreciate that I'm on. Yo, these niggas, did I share my screen? Yo, these niggas even took the dog, family. They locked up the dog, too. I meant to put that on my first thumbnail when I did the video on this. But it was just too much. I just didn't put it. But they even caught the dog, son. Like, they was not playing. And this dude, they wasn't even going to get Gunna. It was with Gunna and this nigga was going back and forth on the internet. That's when the feds came at the Gunna because of him going back and forth with 6ix9ine. And you know 6ix9ine is with them niggas. So that's crazy. So even going back and forth can get you indicted. And that's a fact. They went at him because of what Gunna was saying by responding to 6ix9ine when he was going back and forth with each other. They wasn't even really thinking about him like that. Ain't that crazy? Anyway, look, this was, oh man, this is fucked up. This is the internet, not me.
The birthday girl.
21 Savage says, look at the birthday girl talking to Young Thug. That's really crazy. So they really, the only reason why they're trying to say Gunna is going to snitch, because I'm trying to find that movie that he was in. Now this is crazy though. And hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. If they don't have it here, I'm gonna go to my Instagram. Hold on. Yeah, that hoodie went up for sale like crazy. That's just They put 7 more charges on him. Hold on, where is it? Hold on. If I can't find it, I'm just gonna go to. All right, let me go to my Instagram. These are the 7 more charges that they put on them. All right, so this is the 7 more that they just put on them, that they added. All right, So that's the participation in criminal street gang, possession of marijuana and intended distribute, possession of Schedule 3, 4, 5 controlled substance with intended distribute firearm during commission of a felony, sawed-off shotgun, sawed-off rifle, machine gun, dangerous weapon, or silencer, unlawful person employed by association with criminal street gang. So the people that's at the top of the RICO pyramid, the one who's at the top, who like the boss or the CEO, they get more time. They really don't have any charges on them like that. They try to pin a lot on them. And when they caught him at his crib, there was guns in the crib as well. You're going to get to that. And that's crazy. Now, that's 6ix9ine going at him. Now, let me go to my... Let me just play the shout out to the homie right here, to Wallow. Let me play that real quick.
I ain't gonna put you on a dummy mission. And the problem is, so many niggas are scared of y'all. I'm not scared of no young niggas, because I'm not coming at you in the wrong way. I'm coming at you the way your daddy ain't come at you, the way your uncle couldn't come at you, because them niggas was dead in prison. So I ain't gonna be on the gram talking some sucker shit to you, just like I checked the young nigga in here. I don't know who it was. Like you rappers, like the artists, if you don't want to be an artist, take it to the streets. But don't bring the dumb shit in the game trying to prove that you're a fucking real nigga. And while you're proving that you're a real nigga, you're going to finesse yourself out of position and out of opportunity that can change your family and generations in your family life. Y'all getting money that niggas never got, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't the nigga that's going to say, here, young, take this pistol. Take this package. I ain't going to put you on a dummy mission. And the problem is, so many niggas are scared of y'all. I'm not scared of no young niggas, because I'm not coming at you in the wrong way. I'm coming at you the way your daddy ain't come at you, the way your uncle couldn't come at you, because them niggas was dead in prison.
So
I ain't gonna be on
again.
The gram
That's
talking
cool.
some sucker shit to you, just like I checked the young nigga in here. I don't know who it was. Like you rappers, like the artists, if you don't want to be an artist, take it to the streets. But don't bring the dumb shit in the game trying to prove that you're a fucking real nigga. And while you're proving that you're a real nigga, you're going to finesse yourself out of position and out of opportunity that can change your family and generations in your family life. Y'all getting money that niggas never got, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't...
That's why I fucks with Wallow. Gilly play too much. He gets serious sometimes, but Gilly plays really highly too much. Highly. And he feeds off of Wallow, which I'm getting. You know, he got some shit to say, but like I really can't fuck with Gilly like that. I mean, I fuck with him, excuse me, but like Wallow be really hitting these young boys in the head with that knowledge. That's how it's supposed to be. And I respect Wallow so much because he has that platform and he's using that platform in the right fucking way. If I had that notoriety or that big platform to which is going to be there, I'm gonna make sure of that. But that's the shit that I will be on as well. That I respect Wallow so much for doing that. And look what happened. He was trying to warn them of the shit that they already doing. And that's why if you see the grimace on Young Thug's face, he know he is who Wallow's talking about. For sure. Now, hold on, god damn it. Where's that video? Oh, here it is. Now, this is the video. Hold on. Let me see if y'all can see me. Oh, y'all can't see me. All right, good. All right. And somebody put, hold on, Mike, apparently Gunner's lawyer called the prosecutor's office the day before the Thug's raid and asked if he, Gunner, was going to be charged. How did they know? Well, Muhammad, I need you to call this number. Look, I had a lot of other important shit to do, so I don't know if that's true or not. All right? So If that's true, call in and elaborate or DM me that information or whatever. I got too many windows open right now and shit like that. If that's true, then that's crazy because that just let me know a story where Verdi Inc. got raided, they came into the office and warned Dame Dash in the rest of them that, yo, the feds is going to be hitting y'all tomorrow. Y'all remember that? Do that sound familiar? So somebody knew the inside scoop before it all even happened. So it could be true. You could be right, homie. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, if y'all would like to donate to the platform, please show some love, donate to the platform. But let's continue. If this is the shit that he was talking about, this is the shit why you see Young Thug in a women's attire like this right here, right? You know, and you know, 6ix9ine was definitely trolling him, right? And look what he said though. Check it out in his own words, Young Thug.
Shit, man. If I ever was to have to go sit down 20-25 years, the time they let you sit at home with your family, I'm bound to go get my motherfucking breast did. I'm bound to get my titty did so I can do my 25 year with hoes. Have me some fun, man. I don't get tired. Hey, I'm on that Hugh Hefner shit, man. If I ever was to have to go sit down 20-25 years, the time they let you sit at home with your family, I'm bound to go get my motherfucking breast did. I'm bound to get my titty did so I can do my 25 year with hoes. Have me some fun, man. I don't get tired.
Now, y'all see that shit? Ain't no way they're going to let you even do that. They ain't going to transfer to the women's side. You got to come in already like that. You know what I'm saying? Look, I don't know what's going on, but that's what the hell they talking about right there. That's crazy. I just hope everything works out for them. This is why they was talking about the snitching shit with Gunner. Not saying that he's going to snitch, but this is the basically the scene that he did in some movie or whatever it was. I never seen it till now, so this is Gunner.
When you come back, I might remember something. Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. Big Mac, fries, Coke?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Give me some more bottles. When you come back, I might remember something. Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. Big Mac, fries, Coke?
Yeah.
Stop.
So that's why. All right. Look, we're going to get to the documents right now. We're going to cover a lot tonight, too. All right? We're going to cover a lot. All right? So bear with me and all this stuff, man. This girl right here, me and her are conversating, so I'm trying to get her on the show now. She's one of my Richard Sherman, and how he's basically being a deadbeat and not, you know, left her. Once she said, like, she was pregnant, he just, like, did her dirty, but still try to sleep with her. So me and her been chopping it up through the DMs, so hopefully we can make this happen. So she did respond once, and I responded back, and we'll see how that turns out. You know, maybe I should have kept that to myself, but it is what it is. But definitely I'm working in the background of what I was going to do. Yeah. Oh, the actual documents now. What we have, baby? All right, let's get it. Wait a minute, what? Yeah, Richard Sherman, man, but, you know, hopefully me and her make it happen, and I'll that interview will be coming, you know, but let's see. All right, so here it is, right? So I wrote down certain things so as we can get right to it. All right, hold on, let me... Separate this baby. All right. So here is the indictment, right? So Khalif Adams, a.k.a. Bobby Hunt, you know, Martinez Arnold, a.k.a. Duke, Durante, BB, a.k.a. B, DeMonte, Blaylock, all this goddamn shit, man, okay? All the names. All right? The count is conspiracy to racketeer, forms of corrupt organizations, murder, armed robbery, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, same thing, theft, receiving property, violation of drug control substance, participation in criminal street gang activity, theft by stolen property, armed robbery, aggravated assault, hijacking, motor vehicle, meaning just basically carjacking, but they use hijacking, and they make it sound a little like a higher degree, possession of firearm, all of those, participation in criminal street gang, all that, right? Theft by taking, okay, all of that, possession of firearm, All right. Okay, come on. All right. Count one. These all the names that I ain't read all the names, but okay, we know Jeffrey Williams, a.k.a. Young Thug, Young Slime. And Sergio Kitchens. They just added him to that as of recently. All right. Now, conspiracy. Associates of the Enterprise Young Slime Life here and after YSL, the defendants conspired to associate together and with others for the common purpose of illegally obtaining money and property through a pattern of racketeering activity and conducting and participating in the enterprise through a pattern of racketeering activity. In furtherance of the conspiracy, the defendants engaged in the activities enumerated herein. The objectives of the conspiracy included, but were not limited to, okay? Preserving, protecting, and enhancing the reputation, power, and territory of the enterprise through acts of racketeering activity, including murder, assault, and threats of violence. Preserving, protecting, and enhancing the reputation, power, and territory of the enterprise by the posting of messages, images, videos, and songs demonstrating allegiance to the enterprise and willingness to engage in violence on its behalf. See, this is the thing. When they're saying posting messages, images, videos, and songs, you're supposed to do that to market your brand, your business. But see, this is what I'm saying. It's not what you do. It's how you do it, and it's what you're saying when you're doing it, because you saying that you will shoot a nigga. You saying that you were doing it on the behalf of YSL. You're saying that you will literally shoot, kill, and harm somebody. You understand what I'm saying? to uphold that reputation for your gang gang. That's why 50 said, I am not gang bang. He would say, I am not gang gang. I don't gang bang. Think I'm pussy, I'm gonna pull up and bang bang. So you gotta make sure you choose your words carefully when you out there talking your shit. Because everything that you record is forever embedded in the universe online. It's on the record forever, basically. Okay. Maintaining armed individuals ready and willing to preserve, protect, and enhance the reputation, power, and territory of the enterprise through the use of violence. Obtaining money, weapons, and other property through acts of racketeering activity, including robbery, theft, and unlawful sale and distribution of drugs, and obstruction, law enforcement investigations, and court proceedings through witness intimidation and attacks upon law enforcement officers. We're not going to read all of the stuff because it is really a lot. Okay? So, okay. YSL History Criminal Street Gang started in 2012 on Cleveland Avenue. And actually, to be honest, I used to live on Cleveland Avenue. This is when Muddy Waters first came out in the Roots. It's called what's that song? Start React. You know what I'm saying? So we was living on Cleveland Avenue back then in the early like 96. On 96 we lived next to two of these dread niggas that had big ass dreads that sleep with Mac 10s in their dreads when they see they was big time drug dealers, big ass Range Rovers and Mercedes Benz on their grass. You know what I mean? But I could prove that too. But we wasn't into no bullshit though. But anyway, YSL affiliation with the National Blood Gangs. YSL founders were Jeffrey Williams, aka Young Thug, aka Slime, Walter Murphy, aka DK, and Trontavious Stevens, aka Tick, aka Slug. Jeffrey Williams, an Atlanta-based hip-hop artist, made YSL a well-known name by referring it in his songs on social media. But see, that is his company, so you know how they try to twist things. So, you know, we got to look at it from both ways. And they really don't want to see black people succeed anyway. So when you give these people an opportunity to look really deep into what you got going on, because they don't want you successful, their kids is liking your music. They don't even have Bruce Springsteen on their wall on a poster. They got Young Slime, they got Lil Durk, they got all that. So you know it's a lot of stuff that these motherfuckers is really mad when they see certain stuff like that. So, you know, they got to take all that into consideration. So you give these motherfuckers just the opportunity, you give them the motive, they're gonna twist up everything that you try to do legal to turn it into something illegal. So it's crazy. Identifiers. YSL associates are a variety of identifiers, including colors, clothing, tattoos, and hand signs, as well as verbal and written identifiers. YSL claims affiliation with the National Bloods Gang. And some associates also claim the Blood subset gang, Sex Money Murder, or 30 Deep. YSL associates often display their colors by wearing a green or red bandana on their person, a practice known as flagging. YSL associates often wear clothing with the letters YSL or the word Slime printed on them. YSL associates also often wear pendants displaying the letters YSL or the word SLOT, however you want to pronounce it, slot, whatever, goddammit. The most predominant YSL colors are red for the Bloods and green for the Slime. YSL associates use a variety of hand signs. One of the most common hand signs, wiping the nose with the index finger. See how closely they watch? They watch your just with your fingers. They watch everything. And I'm glad I'm reading this part because it lets you know everything that you do, they are watching to the T. You could stick your tongue out the wrong way. They'll probably consider that as a sign language sign, a gang sign language sign. I don't goddamn know, but let's goddamn keep it moving, okay? Wiping the nose with the index finger. Another frequently used YSL hand signs consists of curling the ring and pinky finger inward toward the palm while extending the index and thumb with the middle finger slightly curved. You see how they are very detailed with it, right? So let's continue, right? The extended middle finger, the extended middle and index fingers represent the Y. The curved middle finger, curved ring finger represent the S. The extended finger, YSL associates a variety of other identifiers. Often YSL associates will write or say the word black, right? Slack. Oh, like black and slack. Like for slime. Got it. Because I really don't be paying these dudes no mind or following them like that. So if I get it wrong, all right, I'm 41. I don't be following these motherfuckers like that. So, all right, now, black and slack. I got it now. Slack. All right, which means slime, love, all the time. Okay. Often associates will simply refer to each other as blood or slime. All right. God damn it. We know this shit. All right. Went through all that. I did this on my thing. Walter Murray, associate, did this post. Y'all seen this color version. All right, boom. Even just doing that, that could just be representing the label. They will use that as gang. But if you say any stuff in your music, they're going to have to equate that to the record label. And they can say you using that as a front to commit criminal acts or fund criminal acts. And that's what they're trying to do with Slime. All right. This the one. Demikian. Demikian. That's kind of crazy, but right, what's up? Photo released on social media holding what appears to be an AK-47 variant firearm with the red bandana tied with around his face. An overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. You know what I mean? All of that, and yeah, that's what Young Thug in his picture. They use all this. Defendant Jeffrey Williams, associate, did. It says did. So they say did. Not allegedly, right? Did. Rent a 2014 Silver Infiniti Q50 sedan from Hertz. Rent a car, which was used in the commission of the murder of Donovan Thomas Jr., a rival gang member on the 10th day of January 2015, which is an act of racketeering activity under the OCGA. I don't know why this Google shit is just all in the way. All of that is an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. So if they're saying dead, then there must be some kind a paper trail where it may say on the application or the form that they had to fill out to rent the car. If it says this name, then it would say did. But even if he did, maybe he was renting it for his friend for him to do something or follow him to another venue or another show, and they just happened to do some dumb shit that ended up being in the murder of Donovan Thomas. That don't mean Slime had to be really connected to it or knew that was going to happen. So that's why it's a conspiracy. But that conspiracy and RICO Act, that shit ain't no joke. Just the association alone can give you time. Why you think Casanova copped out for 5 to 6 years? We're going to talk about that too. Let's continue. But that's crazy. Okay, we're not going to read all that. All right, so let me go to count 49. Hold on, let me just skim through this real quick. Let me skim. I mean, because this is about all the other ones, because this is 84 slides, man. We ain't going through all that shit. So let me go to count 49. All right, Jeffrey Williams, defendant, January 26, 2015, defendant Jeffrey Williams, an associate of YSL, did appear in a video released on social media 16 days after the murder of Donovan, 16 days after the murder of Donovan Thomas Jr., stating So a nigga lie to their mama, lie to their kids, lie to their brothers and sisters, then get right into the courtroom and tell the God's honest truth. Don't get it.
What?
Y'all niggas, oh, all right, it's not a rhyme. Y'all niggas need to get fucking killed, bro, from me and YSL. All right. I don't know what Donovan has done. That's, I'm not trying to dig into that, but 16 days after the murder, he stated, and I want to read it again. So a nigga lie to their mama, lie to their kids, lie to their brothers and sisters, then get right into the courtroom and tell the God's honest truth. Don't get it. Y'all niggas need to get fucking killed, bro, from me and YSL. So if Donovan was somebody who snitched, I'm not looking in the chat, so I don't know, then if you dumped down and said some stupid shit like that, family, it's that's what I'm saying, man. They are watching everything. When you delete stuff on your phone, or even on the computer, it's away from your computer. They can get that data. You know what I mean? They can get your data. It's really crazy. Company rent costs for employees all the time. Absolutely right. That's why I don't want to just go with everything that this document says as concrete evidence against Young Thug and the rest of them dudes. So I'm trying to look at it from all perspectives and not like just be like, oh shit, they fucking up. You know, they are fucking up, but they trying to pin any little thing on him though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. How come they didn't get Leon Cohen when they got Young Thug? Look. I ain't talking about that dude. He runs YouTube now. So I don't know. I ain't touching that with an 80-foot million pole. Pause. Yo, listen, if y'all want to donate, show some love to the platform, please show some love for the platform, man. And hit that like button, please. Let's get right to it. Yeah, as soon as you press a button, it's tracked. Facts. Let's continue. All right. Do I have to pay in the video? The social media displaying the guns under the slap shit. When I see the photo, all that shit. They look at everything. And then the shit, like for the FBI, a lot of them they create these goddamn things. Like Clubhouse, Facebook, Meta. Oh, come on, son. So they screen is probably and is way different. Have you seen the first 48 somebody get killed and they just happen to go literally right into the account of one of the suspects or the victims? Like they don't show how they got it. They don't show where they talking to the mother or somebody for the passcode. They somehow can literally have access to any Facebook account without using your you know what I'm saying? Without having your password. Yeah, I know y'all peeped that before. So my point is, like, with the Alphabet Boys, their screen is probably so different where they are logged into anybody's account. And it automatically records data. You understand what I'm saying? Literally. Let's continue, goddammit. All right, because I skimmed a lot of it. Let's go to count 49. Let's do that. This is what we're going to do. 49. Let's do that. We got a lot on them, baby. All that. See that? Right, text on the right side. Anything you do, they are. Come on, son. Did a post for a photo release in social media center on the top of a vehicle of Rashawn Bennett, a.k.a. YFN Lucy Rashawn Bennett, being the leader of a rival gang, street gang. Yeah, man. I was not doing that first, man. Niggas don't know how to shut the fuck up, son. And these niggas putting up guns and shit like that. Man, these niggas don't. Hold on. Who that? Mothers in the tent. We caught a video call while Tennis Minna and the MA of Fulton County Jury said video call being recorded in the normal course of business. And during said call, Minna state he needed something. Williams pointed to Huey to take care of it and flashed Minna YSL gang sign. See what I'm saying? They're still doing dumb shit. All that shit is being recorded. All of that. Niggas do not understand. They are not understanding. But see, money win cases, y'all. Money win cases. Money win cases. So his money's pretty long, but because of the Jerry Williams, his photo release, da 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 da. All right, let's go to the count. All right, let's go to count 49, y'all. We're going to start at 49. Trust me, I've been skimming on over all this shit, so I know what the hell I'm doing. Let's, hold on, let me look at my notes. All right, we can go to 40. Let me go back up. All right, let's start here. All right, let's start right here. Oh, God. Hold on. Damn, nobody ain't show love to the platform yet. Y'all really something else, but thank you. Thank you in advance anyway. Wow. Anyway, count 40, right? It says Khalif Adams, a.k.a. Bobby Hunt, Demikion, all that, right? Attempted murder, said da-da-da-da-da, in the county of Fulton in state of Georgia on the ninth day of February 2022, did unlawfully and with malice a forethought attempt to murder Rayshawn Bennett, a.k.a. YFN Lucci. I really liked him, man. He was a really dope artist. I like, you know what I mean? He was a real dope artist, too. He was from Killer Hill, too, right next door to the group home I used to be in, too, right on Metropolitan Avenue. It was called Summer Hill Projects, but they called it Killer Hill. Right on the hill, too. I was in the group home directly across the street, and my homeboy Jamal, I used to go check him out and shit like that over there. But anyway, and I see somebody get murdered in there too, so it's Killer Hill for real. A rival gang member, a human being, by stabbing at Rayshawn Bennett with a shank. Contrary to the laws of said state, the good order, peace, and dignity thereof. All right, possession of weapon by incarcerated individual. For the said accused. All right, we're going to go down. All right. Participate in the street game. Accused. YSL participate in criminal gang activity through the commission of at least one of the offenses enumerated in paragraph. Attempt murder of Rayshawn. So that's crazy, man. A rival gang member and alleged in count 40 of this indictment. Count 43, the same thing. The attempt murder. And you don't think this guy is not going to talk? He's trying to get out. So YFN Lucci is probably going to hit that stand. It's already in the documents. It's in the indictment of the attempt murder. And he's alive and well. He's trying to get out because he failed for his life. So you know he's going to talk. You know he's going to get on that stand. You know he's going to be probably pretty much a liable a witness to the case when they do go to trial, if they take it to trial. But I digress. He said they're about to have a nice auction with the seized property. They could alter your camera lens on your phone. Yeah, and that's crazy. They can listen to everything you're saying. They can listen to every effing thing. That's why those smart TVs, those 4K TVs, that be coming with the camera, they can literally watch you and monitor everything that you say too. Yeah. Somebody on the line. Let me take this phone call real quick. Area code 567. What's up?
Yo, man.
What's up?
Man, these niggas out here, man. Ooh. I don't know why these niggas think
I'm taking calls now, so if y'all want to call in, y'all can call in right now if you want. Go ahead, fam.
No, I'm saying, I don't know why these niggas think that the police are not listening to your conversations. I don't know why they think the police ain't watching you. Man, this camera's everywhere. It's 2022, man. Cameras everywhere.
Right.
It's all over the place. Your cell phone, they listening to what you saying all the time, man. I mean, niggas that they don't understand, man. They don't get it.
Peace,
I watched the Vlad, and I don't even like Vlad, but he did an interview with a dude that used to be in the mob, man. And this dude, he even said the shit that he did 20 years ago, he wouldn't dare do it now. Because there's cameras everywhere, man. There's cameras in cars now, and you wouldn't even know it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, look, dude, all those, like that new Jeep, what is that shit called? It's called the Jeep Cherokee, the new one. That, man, they got, there's cameras in there. My mom work at Jeep, bro, so she didn't already show me the shit. She didn't already show me. There's cameras in there. So everything you do, you get watched, man. You can't commit no crimes now. You can't commit no crimes, man. That's why these cars is electronic. It's a reason why they doing that, man. They wanna be able to watch you. Remember when the Xbox 360 came out and they had that camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Remember that camera? What was that shit called?
I don't know.
That little sensor camera shit?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, man, people was getting rid of that shit because they would, like, people from Microsoft, they were able to watch you. Like, whatever you was doing, they could see what you was doing. And that's why people would wonder why, like, they would get kicked out of their accounts because they could see what you doing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I missed your live with you did a live about Kevin Samuels. I missed that shit. I didn't and I don't want to get into that because this is about Young Thug, but I don't feel that bad, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like niggas be out here just disrespecting the culture, man. I'm not cool with that shit. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I just had to spread some light on that shit. And but Young Thug, man, I don't care how much money niggas think he got, bro. It's a wrap. If they want him, they want him.
Yeah.
If they want you, they got you.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, let's just hope for the best, man. But hey, man,
I can't hope for the best. You know what I'm saying? Niggas need to learn their lesson, bro.
I mean, I could agree. I can agree because at the end of the day, these dudes are literally, even though they are doing legal things as far as, you know, they're in the industry, they making music and da 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 da, but the music is promoting death.
Mm-hmm.
Their music is doing nothing to our kids but making them want to go trap, get a gat, and shit like that. Bars. That's really what it is. In conclusion,
yo, hey, that nigga, you know, first of all, you know, I can't take you serious anyway because you gay. You know what I'm saying? So I never took you serious anyway.
Hey, listen,
but
listen. Hold on. Freedom of speech, but please be easy here. So please.
LGBT, whatever you call it.
The views and the opinions of the callers does not reflect the views and opinions of all Viral Access Media. Go ahead, fam.
Yeah, salute, man. I respect that. But, I mean, if you making money and you doing music, keep doing that. It ain't no need to hit the block. It ain't no need to sell drugs. It ain't no need to do that shit, man. If you making money and you feeding your family, what you out here doing? Like, keep doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you niggas need to learn from Lil Boosie, man. Like, he said it best. He said everything that he did in the streets, he's like, I ain't got to do that no more.
That's right.
So I don't get it, man. I don't know if they feel like they got to do that because people going to call them fake. People going, you know, niggas going to say they ain't real no more. Fuck that, man. You don't have to do that no more. It's a reason why you
Hey, I definitely feel you, man. Say your last words.
Yeah, man, just salute to the channel, bro. You know, I know I said too much, but I was kind of venting, bro. I'm just tired of our people, man. You know, our people is just ignorant, man. Like, real, you know, they just ignorant, bro.
Right. Yeah, it is true, man. All right, King. I appreciate you, family. Peace. You've been here for 10 more minutes now. But I understand, man, at the end of the day, man, these dudes, you know, we have to understand that, you know, our culture is a rich culture, but we have to work on a lot of stuff that we do because we are literally in an important time. But instead of using the power, the little power and influence that we have to come together and make something better, to make something really something substantial for our culture, we'd rather use it to further diminish the culture. You know what I'm saying? The music is dope, though. Don't get it twisted. We love the music. We are people with rhythm, with style, swag, feelings, so forth and so on. But the music that we are putting out, it's detrimental. We just got to really just face it. These motherfuckers putting out music that's going to make your kids want to go sell drugs. There's nothing influencing them to want to go to school. There's nothing influencing them to make them want to just be a faithful man or a faithful woman or so forth and so on. Who am I to judge? But still, as a community, there's no other culture out there. Come on now. There's no other culture out there. There's no other culture out there that is diminishing and hurting the community more than we are. And I'm talking about through our music too. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to really look in the fucking mirror. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So that's just real shit. But anyway, if anybody have any calls, any thoughts, please call the number 319-527-6193. And if y'all would like to show some love, donate to the platform, please show some love. You know what I'm saying? I think they show no love. Okay? That's crazy. But at the end of the day, it's all right. What? What? But anyway, do anybody have any calls, man? What's up, man? Why y'all all dull in there? It's Friday. What the fuck y'all niggas doing over there? What is y'all doing at your house? Y'all got on a onesie? What the fuck is y'all doing over there? What is y'all doing? Huh? Y'all okay? I got some CBD. This is legal. This is from the goddamn corner store. I smoked so much of this shit last night. See, when I get off, I'm going to smoke this shit again. Hey, where you at, Queen? Queen, I need some more of that goody good, man. Stop playing. I need some of that goody good, Queen. You know what I mean? Stop playing, Queen. But any motherfucker who you at work, all right, well, you the only one that use the fucking thumb. I don't know what's going on with y'all tonight. Y'all really acting real fucking, like y'all on a short cheese buzz, baby. But that's in a good way. Y'all crazy motherfuckers up in here tonight. Ha! All right. Let's skip some of that. Pump center bumps. Yo, why that video came up the other day? Pump center bumps. Yeah, the chat man gloomy, right? You need some. Look. Oh, my grandmother, she got the Mel's Miracle Rub. I don't know if y'all remember, my grandmother was on the show. She was talking about the Miracle Cream that she makes. I'm dead ass, Miss Drew. Word up. For real. This shit, you know my grandmother been meditating at 9 o'clock for the past 50 years. So you know she levitates. She done seen the future. She done seen spirit. I'm not even trying to be funny, but I know she's not levitating. But a very spiritual, deep person, this cream will save you. She charged other people, but she just don't charge family. $10. I got three of them. This will help you out. She don't even give nobody the goddamn ingredients. My grandmother is 87 years old. Very spiritual lady. Very spiritual. Very positive too. So, in very deep with a lot of history. So you know whatever's in here, goddamn it, it helped because it helped me out. I need to put some on my ribs right now. My shit. Every time I do that, my shit. All right. But anyway, where's the link? My knees are swollen. Damn. I'm about to make me on some Kevin Samuels. What's your height? How much you weigh? Well, I see why your nose is, your knees are swollen, motherfucker. Okay? I see why your ribs, your knees are swollen. Anyway, let's continue, goddammit. Yeah? Y'all tripping tonight. It's Friday and shit. Y'all acting real dink. All right, 42, 43. All right, let's go to 56. We'll go to 56. All right, so here's the Jeffrey Williams, a.k.a. Young Thug, a.k.a. Young Slime, a.k.a. Slime. With the offense of participation in criminal street gang activity, with the offense of participating in criminal street gang activity for the said accused in the county of Fulton and state of Georgia on or between the 12th day of May 2018 and the 8th day of May 2022 while occupying a position of organizer, supervisor, or other position of management or leadership. It seems like they are incorporating his business as well, but leadership of the criminal street gang YSL did engage in directly or indirectly or conspire to engage in anyone. So it's like they don't even know if he did it or not. They can't even prove. So it seems like they're actually trying to prove he's a part of any of those things. That's why it's saying the leadership of the criminal street gang YSL engaged indirectly or conspired to engage in any of one of the following acts of the criminal street gang YSL: murder, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, armed robbery, hijacking a motor vehicle, sale of marijuana, possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, theft of receiving a firearm, and possession of a weapon by a convicted felon. If all of these charges right there is literally under all these other dudes' names like Qua, B, and the rest of them. All of those charges is under them, and Young Thug is not even listed all of them, so they try to connect them in it. That's why it's a conspiracy, and they try to hit them with that RICO. So they really going to try to really, I try to tell my grandmother to sell it online. She, you know what I mean? I might just do that. I might just buy some. No, see, I don't have to buy none from my grandmother. She's going to give it to me. And I just sell that shit online, right? I'll probably just do that. Yeah. Well, I only got two of my goddamn grandmother's grub. Okay? Now, what I was going to say. Oh, I hope this is not you. Area code 281. What you want?
Bruh, they just doing a lot of self-snitching, bruh.
God damn. Go ahead.
Nah, I'm just really mad at that they got themselves into that because they doing a lot of self-snitching, first off. Then, in the indictment, they talking about the cell phone that they had, right, came from the police. Like, they tried to get a guard to get a cell phone in. The guard told them that they was trying to get a cell phone in and set them up. So they heard everything. Like, they got to be smarter than that, bruh.
And it's like these dudes is young, you know what I'm saying? And it's like,
but it's really like Thug got to be smarter than that.
They getting money. They rich. They famous. You know, people see them on TV screens. So you know, their head is big. They don't need to listen to an OG. They feel like they did everything right because they are in or connected to somebody in the industry. They make the money. So they consciously feeling like they did everything right. But in all reality, they don't know the rules, the engagements, to follow the rules and principles on what and what not to do. You understand what I'm saying? They really
ain't got no love for themselves. That's what it all boiled down to. Because I heard one dude finna get one of his YSL dudes killed because he ain't put no bond money on his books. Like, that's just crazy. So that just show you right there, like, they don't really care about themselves. How they going to care about somebody else going down?
Right.
They don't. A lot of people finna be talking. That's what it finna boil down to. See, I live in Atlanta. I see how this stuff go all the time. Like,
and that's crazy.
It's crazy.
He has a lot to worry about because they are trying to
get
something on him. They really trying to.
Yeah.
If they really don't have anything on them, they don't. The documents show they trying to indirectly connect them to these murders and da-da-da-da-da. Now, the only way...
Oh, it's going to come out. Because once they said that the cell phone was planted, like, once they said they had... one of the cell phones that they were trying to get the hit to kill YFN and Lucha on, that cell phone was specifically from the Fed or the police or whatever that they got put into the jail. So
everything
on that one phone, they heard it.
So that just killed everything right there. That they was trying to get in there.
The phone that they got in the jail, they tried to get a guard to get them a phone. So the guard went back and said, look, they trying to get a phone. What should we do? Guess what they're going to say? That's the one of the smartest ways. Give it to them. They gave them the phone. They didn't know that it was a setup, but they took the phone from the police, and they set themselves up, really.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's real crazy. It's in the indictment. They not going to word it like that because they don't want to give up the play. But if you read between the lines,
you can see
that's what happened.
Do me a favor. Go ahead and finish talking real quick. Go ahead. I'll be right back. Go ahead.
Yeah, they didn't want to word like that. But you can see that they was just like, we're going to give them what they want. Matter of fact, they're going to let them sink their own ship. And that's exactly what they did, man. So they just got to be smarter than that. And I just hope they ain't catch no other people. I ain't trying to say no names, but everybody worried about one specific person in their group. I just hope he ain't caught up in none of this mess because of these phones and whatnot. And just people just talking reckless and not smart at all, not giving a damn about themselves.
Yo. Yo, go ahead. Yo.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that they don't catch nobody else up like that. You know what I'm saying? He ain't get nobody else caught up like that. I don't want to say no names because you don't know what people got going on, but everybody worried right now. They got the whole city shook.
Yeah, my bad, everybody. Yeah, my bad. Well, go ahead, family. What you were saying?
I'm just saying they got the whole city shook. I just hope they ain't get nobody else caught up in this mess that's going on because a lot of people worry right now, and I hope they really ain't got nothing to worry about. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to say no name, but everybody know, you know what I'm saying, what's going on, because they say Young Thug put a lot of people on in Atlanta, which he did. But how far do they? They're going all the way back to 2012 before he put these people on. What were these people doing for him, or how deep was they tied in to this? You get what I'm saying? Like, they going back to 2012.
See, and that's why I hate, yo, OMG. People are so, I can't stand people sometimes. But anyway, oh God. Anyway, give me a second. Y'all gotta give me one second. Give me a second on me. All right.
Yo.
Yes. Peace. Sorry about that, everybody. Sorry about that.
Ah! You good, bro?
Yeah, I'm good. But anyway, just moving along. Yeah, just people like to cause havoc. But anyway, with that being said, at the end of the day, I feel like these dudes, what Young Thug is doing, I'm trying to get my thoughts back together, that these dudes don't turn on him. It doesn't matter how much he looked out, took niggas from the hood, helped them put food on their table, provide for their moms, their kids, their family. If they don't have that loyalty towards you, these niggas is literally going to talk. It's so many dudes that's locked up out of all of them, but it takes one. It takes one to cooperate and incriminate the evidence. So that's crazy. Anything else?
All I needed one witness.
Yeah, that's
I'm good.
Hey man, I definitely appreciate your call. Thank you, family.
I appreciate you too, bro. I'm back on.
All right, man. And nobody still ain't showing no love to the platform? That's serious, son? Wow. Thank y'all. But yeah, that's really crazy. Let's see. I can't play that video. So what do y'all think? Press one if you think Young Thug is going to come out of this unscathed, or do you think that he's going to be hit with that RICO? Press two. If any of y'all have any thoughts, please call in 319-527-6193. All right? So this live is a little dull tonight. And I think y'all need to go have a shot of some Hennessy to wake up or something. I don't know. Okay, we got one, we got two. I really can't call it, though. I'm on the fence with it, but you just never know, man. The information that they have and them telling on themselves. There's a quote. Let me see if I have it here. There is a great quote. Do I have it? No, hold on. Let me go down. I think I have it. It is a, here it is right here. It's by Christopher Walken. It says, if you knew how quickly people forget the dead, you would stop living to impress people. I love that quote. If you knew how quickly people forget the dead, you would stop living to impress people. You said all the people that, you know, that passed, nobody ain't talking about them, even the ones that you know, until they just happen to just pop up in your head, or you may see one of their family members there pop in, the thought of them will pop in your head, but once you're forgotten about, so why even live up to trying to prove something to niggas you don't even like? Hold on, to motherfuckers that don't even like you, I hit my elbow on the shit. To people that you don't like, it's the people that don't like you and people that you don't even know. So, but I kind of flipped it a little bit. Where is it? Kind of flipped it a little bit. If you knew how quickly people forget about the dead and people that's locked up, you would stop living to impress people. You know what I'm saying? That's really a dope quote, man. Like, you can interpret it in many ways as you can. in many ways as you want to. Let me put this here. Yeah, he still caught seven other charges when they came to get him. Yeah, I know. Where is it? I said it earlier. That's that Kendrick Lamar shit. I said it earlier. Hold on, let this pull up. The seven charges is possession of marijuana into the distribute, violation of Georgia Controlled Substance Act, possession of Schedule 3, 4, or 5, controlled substance to distribute, possession of firearm during commission of a felony, possession of sawed-off shotgun, sawed-off rifle, machine gun, dangerous weapon, or silencer, unlawful for person employed by associated with criminal street gang to conduct slash participate in criminal activity. And that's for 5, 6, and 7. So that's 7 charges. So they are really trying to hit that boy up. And mind you, he already was locked up for, he got locked up with a big, what's good, Women Rule for Life? How you doing, sweetie? What's good, everybody? Listen, man, if y'all would like to donate to the platform, man, please show some love to the platform, y'all. And hit that like button for the algorithms, man. I would gladly appreciate that, man. You know what I mean? Show some love to your boy, man. But any motherfucking who. What the fuck was I saying, man? All right, we got a phone call right here. 347 in the building. We got New York. What's popping? What's goody?
What's good, Mike?
I'm good, family. What borough are you calling from?
No, I'm from Brooklyn, bro.
You already know. What's good, though? Talk to me.
Hey, yo, I just wanted to say, like, I mean, I ain't know he had extra charges, but I feel like he part of that gang, so he might come out unscathed. He might be the only one. It's between him and Gunner for me.
Okay.
Whoever valuable to them people, you know what I'm saying? I feel like whichever one of them is gonna come out on top. Like, that's just how I look at it.
Yeah, I can dig it, man. Shit. Anything else, family? Shit.
Nah, that was all I wanted to say, man. I just try to answer your question real quick.
All right, man. Yo, man, I definitely appreciate your call, man. Brooklyn love, man. You already.
All right, man. I appreciate you, man. Keep doing your thing.
You already. One.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. And they asked, what's her name? Nani Willis, the DA, asked her about Jack Harlow. One that came into the culture, didn't even know that Brandy and Ray J was brother and sister, and they carrying him like he's the king of Samunda. You know, I mean, this is really like nothing, but at the end of the day, I mean, out of everything that we've been through as a people, this may look like nothing to some, but this looks more, this is everything to us. You understand what I'm saying? That's symbolic. Symbolic. And he has on all white at that. He don't want to get them, like, that right there is just weird to me. But when she was asked about Jack Harlow, she said, let's not get all sexified. Hold on. Where we at? I do have it. Rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. Yo, this, an extra sidebar. This made me cry. Like, I actually shed the tear, man. And I never shed the tear before like that, far as looking at these shooting videos. This one did it for me, man. Yeah, 2 years, still trying to charge my fucking card. Well, anyway, this video, what's his name? I do not want to play it, and I haven't played it. Quandre Sanders, man. Yo, they Yo, they shot that boy, man. Yo, effed up, man. Effed up. We just began shot down like crazy, son. He's from Oklahoma, yo. Shot him up, and he got his hands up. He dipped behind his refrigerator because he didn't want to get shot. When he dipped around that that refrigerator, they shot him up. And then he came back around with his hands up, and they shot him again. If you shot, listen, he's in pain, so he's moving because he is shot. They kept shooting him, yo, and it killed him. Son, when I seen that shit, like, it was like 6 in the morning. This was like 4 or 5 days ago, something like that. Like, it kept me up. Like, I literally shed a tear behind that shit. That shit is disturbing, son. No fucking joke. That shit is so disturbing. It's not even funny. Yeah, I don't even advise any of y'all to watch it. I don't advise nobody to watch it. But if you want to, please do at your own discretion, man. Because yeah, man, that fucked me up. Unnecessary. It was unnecessary. Onyx trying to promote this goddamn thing. Look.
This is Be Real from the Almighty Cypress Hill.
Y'all going down.
Come watch us battle it out with Onyx at the Kia Forum May 14th.
Get your tickets on TrillaFightClub.com.
That was unnecessary, Onyx. You ain't have to do all that goddamn screaming. Why? Just promote it. And I forgot it is tonight. Who watched that shit? Did anybody watch it? Who watched it? I didn't watch it. A mother of 202 got shot in L.A. today. It's on fire. Wow, that's crazy, son. That's why, look, at the end of the day, I witnessed a lot. I did quite a lot. I reached 41 years old. God bless. Thank you. Been in quite a few life and death situations. I'm pretty sure we all have as well. Why? It's not about being scared, man. It's about being smart. These niggas is on demon time. What one of these niggas told my cousin Scooby the other night, yo, what you mean about demon time? You on your demon time. That nigga in my projects said, I'm shooting everybody. Anybody getting the mother, daughter, sister, like everybody, even people that got nothing to do with it. Any and everybody. That's the demon time niggas is on right now. It's demon time for real out here. If you live through certain things and you at a certain age where you've seen a lot, you don't want to be around that shit, son. You want to stay. I want to stay alive. I know if I have to, I will fucking kill somebody. If they don't kill me first, I don't act like I'm tough, but I'm telling you, I will snap and I have to sit up. But why even put yourself in situations like that? I want to be away from that shit. Try to fucking live because it's crazy out here. It's really crazy out here. It's crazy out here. Do what you have to do to live, to provide, and sustain your living situations. Or make it better. You know what I mean? It's crazy out here, man. It's crazy, man. I don't know. Any motherfucker, wait. The phone lines is dead.